The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on planet Earth while you're listening to this show, good something to you.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes, that's the name of our show, and today's episode is... But I want to be an artist.
No, I want to be an artist. Yes.
Did I say it wrong?
No, you did. Oh. I was just doing the dramatic, artistic version.
Oh.
The dramatic, whiny, but no. I added the word no. But when that but comes along, the implied no.
No,
this isn't what I want.
You know, we're going to start talking about what's really important.
You betcha.
We're going to talk about how people misinterpret what's being said because they don't really listen. Listening is key to enlightenment. See, most people are going somewhere. They're trying to get somewhere. They're trying to understand things so they can move on to the next thing. And what we're going to do on this show is see if we can slow time down a little bit and get here into the current moment of our lives. And remarkable things happen when you slow down enough to get into the current moment of your life.
Including your artistic expression of yourself into life.
Well, you see, when you're truly in the current moment of your life becomes a creation. And creativity is a natural outflowing of everything you do if you're there for it.
So, listening, let's start once again with listening, because listening is really key. If you're slowing yourself down enough to listen, then
you create an opportunity for artistic expression. And did we say
we finish each other's sentences?
We do. So please don't think we're being discourteous to each other. Or to you.
We got a really neat email a couple weeks ago from a lady named Kirsten who was listening to a show that we'd done a few weeks before, and one of the callers who called in was another lady named Kirsten. And she got so excited that she sent us an email in the middle of listening to the show because she was playing it again. And at the end of the email, she wrote, "I realize that I can't be listening to the show because I'm writing you, and no two things can occupy the same space at the same time." She couldn't actually listen to the show. She said, "So now I'm going to go back and listen to it now." Because if you're involved in other things,
you can't really be listening.
First principle is this. Anything...
Well, let's go back to listening.
Okay.
True listening is not to get somewhere, to get it over with. True listening is not to see whether you agree or disagree. True listening is intentionally recreating the point of view of the speaker, where you intentionally hear what they're saying from their point of view. It is not about agreement or disagreement or whether or not it fits an agenda you have.
Great. I like that.
Okay.
Now we can talk about the three principles.
Now we can talk about the three principles.
First thing, anything you resist, it persists, it grows stronger, it dominates your life. So if there's something that you're disagreeing with, let's just talk about disagreeing, because that's right in the heading of the show. But I want to be an artist.
That's a disagreement with the way your life is showing up. If if it isn't going the way you think it ought to, if you have a 9-to-5 job or a waitress job rather than your artistic job.
Then you say, no, there's a but factor. And that which you are disagreeing with actually dominates, eats your entire life, and it eats your ability to be creative and effective and productive and satisfied. So what you resist, it persists.
It grows stronger, and it dominates your life. Second principle, you can only be as you are in any moment of now. So if you're working as an artist right now, that's where you are. If you're working as a waiter or a waitress to subsidize your living expenses so you can be an artist, whether it be in the theater or in
singing or painting or anything else that you do,
right?
That's all you can be doing at any given moment. Third principle is this. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is, without judging it,
will complete itself. You see, our approach is not psychological. We're not psychotherapeutic in nature. We are anthropological. Our approach is that of being an anthropologist in your own life, where you notice the way you're being, you know, notice the culture that lives you, and you don't judge what you see. You just see it. That's enough for things that have been problematic to dissolve just in the seeing of it, because if you're there for it, it completes itself in a moment.
And as Shay is talking about that, lots of different examples start showing up for me, because he talks about a non-preferential or a anthropological transformational approach. And if you want to truly be an artist in your life, this transformational approach is really valuable, because in a transformational approach, you are not dividing things into preferred and non-preferred.
Good and bad, right and wrong.
Artistic and non-artistic. You're getting engaged with what is non-preferentially. And one of the big challenges for people who are interested in doing a job as an artist, whatever your artistic expression may be, is that you are likely to qualify certain activities as non-artistic and other activities as artistic, and you will resist doing one of them and you'll prefer to do the other.
So if you're an artist that paints, you may want to paint but not to promote your business. And both of them are part of being an artist. Like Picasso became the most famous of artists because he promoted his work, not because he showed it only to those few people that he thought deserved to see it.
And you could say, oh, yes, but he had people who promoted his work for him. Well, that's true, eventually. But you can't expect that you're only going to sit and write or sit and paint or sing in your shower and expect to get it out there. There's a holistic approach to your life that includes everything, not just the things you would prefer and not just what you want to do. And if you are not changing that light bulb or doing the dishes or making love like it's an artistic expression of you, then
they all make love like it's an artistic expression. That's what they tell themselves.
Yeah,
but the reality
is
anything that they're not being a yes to shows up everywhere in their life. So if you're not being a yes to the dishes in the sink, because artists, we have a friend, his name is Gio. And when he went to art school, he never did his dishes.
So much so that eventually they took every dish in the apartment, put it in their bathtub, and had to fill the bathtub with bleach because everything had sat there for months and months and months. That's when he was doing being an artist.
Right.
And he laughs now about how ineffective he was and how he and his friend Shay had a whole artist persona that had nothing to do.
Right. They dressed themselves like they thought artists dress. It was basically inappropriate dress that made a statement. That's not being an artist. You know, making a statement like walking around with paint on your hands doesn't make you an artist on your hands and clothes.
Now it's fun to see Gio show up and to see Shay show up as the true artists and artisans they are, rather than doing being a kid's idea of what it means to be an artist. So on this show today, there's a possibility that we can morph into the artists that we already are, rather than be locked in a child's version of what it means to be an artist.
And most of us decided that we were going to be artists when we were very young. We didn't, because it brought some attention to us. So we've been doing those things that we think artists do and having those things that we think artists have, but we haven't been being the artist that lives in each of us, and we haven't been operating from that space of well-being and natural knowing that it's all worked out in this moment.
Yeah. I'm standing here, Shai and I are standing here broadcasting to you from our office. Of course, there's a technician and a central location, but we actually are here in our office. And as I look around, there is all sorts of incredible built-in furniture and desks, that some of which Shai helped make and some of which were made, most of which were made by this incredible artist, Tony Monaco, of Tony Monaco Furniture Designs. He has a website. You can go up there and look at his stuff. It's spectacular. But when we first met him, he was interested in being an artist.
Right. He was more interested in being an artist than he was in being an artisan, a craftsman. He wanted to, so he would build lamps with human teeth in them because his father was a dentist, so he would get the extracted teeth. I would not have a lamp like that in my house, neither would anybody else, because he never sold one.
But I got to tell you, his attention to detail with which he does his work now is awesome to behold, but he had to give up being, quote, special and allow himself to be himself. And from that place, he is an incredible artist and artisan. And we'll talk more about the ins and outs of being an artist when we get back from the break. We're going to take a break. Now, come on back, everyone, and don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back. Today we're talking about I want to be an artist. But I want to be an artist, excuse me.
Hey, before I forget, want to let everybody in New York City and its environs know that we are back next Monday for Monday Night Alive. Then we're going to be gone a bit because we're going to Cambridge. So don't miss it. Come on Monday the 12th. We will be there and hope to see you there. We have a caller on the line. Shall we take her?
Sure.
Claudia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, you guys.
Hi.
Hello. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hamburg.
Excellent.
Germany.
Yeah, I figured it's Hamburg, Germany, and not Hamburg, Pennsylvania.
This is Hamburg, Pennsylvania. I think there's a Hamburg in Maine, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Hamburgs in the United States.
But the one we're most familiar with is Hamburg, Germany.
Because we come to visit you guys twice a year.
Yes, that's so awesome. I love it. And you also come to Cambridge.
Yes,
yes.
In July.
We're doing our first workshop in Cambridge.
July 16th through 18th, and you're coming, and your brother's coming with you.
Yeah, I'm so
excited.
That is so neat. We get to meet him for the first time. That is really special.
Yeah, I love that too.
Do you have a question for us today?
Yes. You said the title is But I Want to Be an Artist, and especially concerning going to work and make money. Mm-hmm. And I ask myself, why am I not earning more money than I do right now? And I think I just started my business end of last year, and being a consultant and trainer for the tourism industry. Also be a tutor for the university, and I'm also at the third point selling yacht cruise ships. But yes, I think I can do more, and I'm sometimes I ask myself if I'm too lazy, or am I not creative enough, or what is actually the reason for it?
I don't know the reason for it, but I do know it's not a mistake, but it's something that people who go into business for themselves, such as yourself, where you're a trainer, for instance, they often misunderstand something. I know that you were hired before by a company, and that in the company you may have gone in and done some of the things that you're currently promoting yourself to do in your own business now. But there's a very big difference between having a job given to you and having to go out
and create your business newly from the very beginning, all on your own. Because when there's an established company that people come to for services, and then the company assigns you to train those people or support them, well, then the company is providing you with clients.
So asking yourself if you're lazy or creative enough, first of all, I don't think those questions themselves do you any good. It's not my experience that you're lazy, and it's not my experience that you are you lack anything in the way of creativity. You certainly may have lacked estimating the amount of energy it takes to have a new business gain momentum. Occasionally you'll have a business that will, right out of the gate, it will be really fast and it will be taking care of itself. But that's not usually the case. In fact, most businesses go out of business within the first year.
Most businesses, most startup businesses aren't successful. And if they are, they certainly aren't paying their employees and their staff what they still have to borrow money to pay for all the things that the original setup takes.
Mm. Now, the next thing that's happening is if, for instance, your job, one of your jobs is to stand in front of a group of people and train them in something, and let's say that training takes an hour or 3 hours or a day, the amount of time that you are spending on that particular project is not limited just to that hour or those 3 hours or that day. That's a little bit akin to an actor or actress saying, but I'm great on stage. I just have difficulty getting work. Your full job includes that procuring work, auditioning, as it will, or finding new clients. It's a bit like a farmer is growing things, and it takes a while for things to grow underground before you can pull up those carrots, and you want it right away. But it includes the watering and the feeding and the hoeing and the weeding, and it's not just those 3 hours when you're standing in front of people.
That's true. Yeah, that's totally true. I realize that it takes a lot of time to acquire already. I know a lot of people also in the tourism industry, but also to make them clear that I'm now in a different position, that I'm not now offering something else, has to go into their heads. Yeah, that's completely true. It's a whole bunch of new work, and it feels also very, it's a different feeling now to always tell the people, hey, I'm good, and I'm good in that stuff that I'm doing, and that to acquire. This is a totally new feeling. That's totally true.
Yeah, and for you, it's not easily an easy thing for you to promote yourself.
Well, I think you're working too hard. It's not really, Claudia, about you having to convince anybody you're good. Anybody who's had any dealings with you before knows you're good. Only you don't know that. So I think you could just set that aside. When you introduced yourself, what you do earlier in this conversation with Shai and I and all the listeners, I didn't totally follow all three things you said you do. That's why I kept talking about you being a trainer. Because when you laid out what you do, you didn't fully create a picture for us of what it is you offer.
And you rushed through it as though you were embarrassed that you weren't further along in that career.
And if you simply take the time to be here enough to create a picture for me of what you have to offer, if I need it, then I can ask you for a piece of that business. I can interact with you. But if you're worried about whether or not you're good or how far you've gone, or you're talking to yourself about if you're lazy or not creative enough, then what you have to communicate won't transfer across time and space. What will communicate are your considerations about yourself.
Okay. Yeah, got that.
You are far better than you're giving yourself credit for.
See, when you think about you and compare you to how you think you ought to be as opposed to how you are, you're a much diminished version of your true self. When your attention is off of you and you're engaged in what's going on in your life in the current moment, you're a magnificent being rather than just okay.
But don't I have also to think about or to make a plan how I get new clients, for example, this acquire strategy or this acquire work I have to do?
Well, you may need to look out there and see what you need to do to get new clients, but, you know, things, when you are clear about what you're doing, see, here's the thing. When you're really clear about what you want and go for that, then your universe aligns with you. Then things that you couldn't have predicted show up. People suddenly are interested in what you're doing and they're calling you.
That's true. I also experienced that already a little when I did this, as I wrote you that I that I organized a convention with students in the university.
Yes.
And they were so excited, the university and also the participants, that there came some other people, or people came and offered me a new job.
Uh-huh.
And I totally never expected that. Because
right, so you're trying to find something, to figure out how to make things happen when things want to happen on their own, if you are present.
That's true, and this was a perfect example for that, so I was so happy for that. But at the same time, these are also like often offers where you have like to work hard and get probably not that much money you would normally get for it, you know, like
we often have that kind of question from people in more startup businesses, Claudia, and sometimes that's the nature of a business at first, where you get so that you can have a client list on your website, if you, which you have now, you can get testimonials that. And not only that, getting busy and working hard has its own reward. It's not just monetary reward, especially at first.
When you're fully engaged in what you're doing, you don't have the time to pick on yourself.
You have confidence. You're more engaged and engageable. You're more likely to be up to speed so you can see what's actually an opportunity.
But when you step back to start thinking what you should do next to create more business, that's when you put your car in neutral rather than drive.
Yeah.
And then things slow down.
It's not a bad idea to create a strategy, but if you limit yourself only to that strategy or think you have to step back and create a strategy rather than keep engaged, as Shia said, that's like putting your car in neutral and you will slow down. And you're used to thinking a very linear approach, and it's very possible that things want to happen for you exponentially if you let it.
That's true.
So it's about being in the current moment of your life.
Rather than planning on being in the current moment of your life sometime in the future.
Exactly.
Yeah, and perhaps I really have to understand that the beginner, the startup time for a startup company is also probably sometimes to give more or to work hard more or to get engaged and to get those clients I actually want.
So yes. You know what? We have more we can talk to you about that. Can you stay with us after the break?
Sure.
All right. We'll talk with you more about that after the break. Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. 866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here, but I want to be an artist.
You know, in our Being Here book, there is a chapter on this called But I Want to Be an Artist. It's a really excellent story, and rather than rehashing it here today, we're talking with Claudia now, and then whoever else calls in, we'll be discussing something different. If you haven't read that book yet, it has great stories in it. They enlighten and muse, they entertain, but they also just very gently give you new possibilities that you may not have considered before. I highly recommend it. You can get it on Amazon. That's the easiest way to go about it. Being Here, Modern Day Tales of Enlightenment. Claudia, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. In our car, we have a computer. And this computer lets us know about energy consumption. And so it's really neat. It can show you instantaneously how much gas you're using at any given time. And one of the neat things is, as you're getting up to speed, like here we can drive like 65, 70 miles an hour heading into New York City. I don't know what that is in kilometers, but...
It's not as fast as you guys drive in Germany, okay?
But it's still pretty up to speed. But as we're going slowly and we're bringing ourselves up to speed, we're coming on to the freeway...
It takes so much more fuel. So what our car, we have one of these Priuses, you know, that it's a hybrid. And sometimes we can be driving down the road at 70 miles an hour and we'll be getting 80 miles to the gallon. But to get up to that 70 miles an hour, we're lucky if we get 10 or 12 miles to the gallon.
And sometimes when you're really slow, it's even like 2 miles to the gallon. So we're talking about a kilometer for a lot of gas. And what you haven't recognized is you're not fully up to speed. Once you're up to speed, it takes a lot less to keep the momentum going.
Hmm.
And in that time frame, don't doubt yourself about it.
Yeah, because things are working perfectly. It's just not perfectly to your time schedule, to what you think it ought to be.
And I'll give you one hint that it took us a long time to get, and I think this is going to be a lifesaver for you. And that is, when you get acknowledgement or you get successes, like after this training that you did and people were calling you, wanting you to come do other business for them, sometimes the mind kicks in and goes, wow, I've made it.
Now I can slow down again.
And you take your foot off the gas, and the next thing you know, you've slowed down, and then it takes all this extra energy to get back up to speed. So when you start getting success, that's not the time to lean back and lay back and think you've arrived.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling today.
Yeah.
Well, have a wonderful rest of your day, Claudia.
And
yeah, you too.
Looking forward to seeing you
on July 16th, 17th, and 18th in Cambridge, England.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Great. You know, Claudia and her brother got a couple of the remaining seats.
Places.
Very, very few left because we have a limited number. The room is a little smaller than we expected since they double booked the room and we had to take the smaller one. So if you want to come, it's very, very limited now. So don't hesitate. You can go up on our site to register. We have another caller. Shall we take her?
Yes, we do. Elka, are you there?
Hi, Ari and Saya.
Hi.
I'm calling in from Hamburg, too.
Hi! It's a Hamburg kind of day.
Yeah, it is. I listened to your talk with Claudia. And I have a question around being an artist. I'm not an artist in my daily life. I'm a gynecologist.
Mm-hmm.
But since about 15 years. I'm singing with other people and with two women now, and we perform. We perform, we invite people, we invite friends and acquaintances, and we do a show every year, and when we invite for the show, there's anticipation, but there's always a constriction coming up in my case. Constriction about the suspected criticism.
The expected criticism?
Yes. And, because perhaps we had experiences with friends who said nothing after a show, who didn't do what we supposed, what we suspected. And I have friends which I invited several times. They didn't come. They didn't tell something. Or they came once and then didn't come back. And and there are many full of praise or with fair comments. But for these few which say nothing, or they say, I admire that you dare to sing what I listen as okay, but it's not that good. I feel disturbed, and I would like to feel less disturbed, or not disturbed at all. But perhaps it's
well, Elka.
Yeah.
See, the problem is you're a human being. And human beings are social creatures, and they want to be liked, and they want to be approved of.
Yeah.
And so your attention is still on you and how you're doing, and I've heard great things about your singing.
Yeah.
Now, I don't recall who said it, but the last time, maybe it was on the international call, but somebody was talking about how wonderful you were in your performance.
But I guarantee you, if somebody says that, you don't resist it like you resist. Somebody says, I didn't like it so much.
Yeah.
And the three principles come into effect, where the first one is, if you resist something, it sticks around and it gets stronger and it dominates your life.
That's right, yeah.
So you are trying to get the critics to say what you want to hear is, in fact, creating a situation where you're not really getting what you want.
The other thing is, you need to play to the yeses.
I need to?
Play to the yeses.
You need to sing for those people who are yes to your singing.
Yeah.
Not to try to get the people who are a no to be a yes.
That's right, yeah.
And I bet you in other areas of your life this is true, too.
In fact, you've been on our show. We know you. You've called in before. And sometimes in the past, you have grappled with time and not being on time. And I think part of that, too, is when you get involved with trying to convince somebody to be other than the way they are, you're trying to win them over to your perspective rather than just express yourself.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
Interestingly enough, I know this doesn't answer your question in full, but I just have an intuitive hunch for you, and it keeps replaying in me, so I'm going to say it, Elka. Giving and keeping your word is going to make a huge impact on your ability as an artist, and that includes with your singing. And when you say you're not an artist because you're a gynecologist, I disagree. I went yesterday, Shai and I went recently, and got eye exams. And we met a doctor who we had not met before to do our eye exams. She was someplace close by, so rather than have to go into New York City and have it done, we chose her as a possibility.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, she did not approach her doctoring as an artist. Her waiting room was set up in an artistic manner, but her approach to it wasn't that she was an artist, and it was like she was, and at the same time, as she was speaking to us, she was trying to teach us, but she was talking down to us. And I found it really challenging to be with her, where I think that time between the three of us, Shia, myself, and her, could have been a very creative act had she not think it was less than something else. Yeah. And if you are treating your gynecology as less than your singing or different than your singing, you'll never live up to your potential as a singer.
Because you can be incredibly creative and artistic as a doctor.
Yes.
Because you can impact your patients in a way when they leave, they feel well in themselves, taken care of, seen, heard. You know, your listening can dramatically increase your ability to have well-being in your patients. Just out of your listening to them.
But something Shia said a moment ago, I just want to go back and underline it because it was so important, Elke, and important for you as an artist and at work as an artist, as a gynecologist. And that is when your attention goes on yourself, you're no longer having artistic expression. So, and he started with saying you're a human being, you want to be liked. But when your attention goes back to you and wanting to be liked rather than just being there and doing your job, whether it's gynecology or singing, you get lost and you lose your audience. You can't convince somebody into the moment. You can only be there and
invite them.
Yes. Yes.
So, the more you practice at work, keeping your attention off yourself and keeping your word and being on time, the better you're going to be as a performer.
Yeah, that's great.
It is great. We have to take a break now.
I'm feeling warm in the womb. It's really good. Thank you so much for calling in today.
We really, really appreciate it. We'll be back, everyone. Come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America channel.
Income Property Investment Talk with Peter Mosca and Dean Issa provides homeowners and investors eager to invest well in real estate the knowledge, resources, and tools necessary to generate significant wealth. Our focus will be the paradigm. Live where you want. Invest where it makes the most sense. Listen live to the brightest minds in real estate investment every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel. That's Income Property Investment Talk with Peter Mosca and Dean Issa, where America learns to invest. Best.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes.
But I want to be an artist. That's today's episode. But it's flying by today. I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to be a yes to your life in all aspects. Yes, something comes up and you say yes to it, rather than resisting the way your life is showing up.
See, most of us think that our day job, the thing we need to do to earn a living, is not important. And what's really important is our artistic endeavors. But when you can be in your life non-preferentially, where whatever is there to be done, you do with the same degree of alacrity and enthusiasm and go for itness, I made up a new word, then you will be an artist.
My job prior to the one I'm doing now with Ariel and Shia Kane and Being Here and our books and what we did together, leading seminars, I was working for a number of years in New York City as an actress. And I recall when I worked on stage, I'd rehearse, and then I'd be on stage and I'd have those few moments of interaction where I was enough in sync after all that rehearsal, where there was this interplay between myself and the audience, and there were these moments of stillness where everything was in sync. But the rest of my life was kind of messy, and I had to rehearse to have those moments of synchronicity or feeling like I was being here. One of the things I love about my life now, and what I love about the people that we interact with, is that being here is not a sometime thing when I'm on stage and I've rehearsed and I've practiced for possibilities and I'm saying somebody else's lines. It's actually here now as you're being here. It's not a sometime thing. It's an all-the-time thing. And that's what's possible for you, too, as you practice being here. We have another caller on the line.
Andrea, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Switzerland.
Excellent.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Please.
I'm a singer,
mm-hmm.
and I teach singing, and I also play concerts where I sing and play the piano. And I found it really difficult sometimes to promote my work as a singer. It's more difficult for me to promote that work than promoting my lessons I give.
Pretend it's not you.
Oh.
Pretend you're promoting one of your students.
That's a great idea.
If your students had the abilities that you have, you wouldn't hesitate to say, look, you should hire Shia. He is so great. He can do this and he can do that. But when it's about you, this is what we were talking about, only in a different form, with Elka. Your attention turns on you, the person, the personality, your considerations about you.
And what you're worth. And then you always undermine your own self-worth. You think you're worth less than you are.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And see, you can sell yourself as a teacher easier because really it's not about you. It's about what you can bring to your students so that they can go out into the world and sing.
Great singers.
The other thing is, if you think about it in a less selfish manner, mm-hmm. then the more you discover how to go out and promote yourself as a singer, and the more ease you have with that, then I, as your student, when I walk in the door, am going to be less hesitant to promote myself as a singer. I'm going to have it be easy by proxy because you're a living, breathing representation that it's possible. So if you need a trick, you can use that to trick yourself into being here because you do your students a service by being successful and out there.
And
wow,
you do
that
them,
sounds wonderful.
And you do them a disservice when you have your attention on yourself and if you're good enough.
Okay.
See, ask me a question, and I'll ask you a question. If I'm coming to you and you work, you know, once a year at your local church, or if I'm coming to you and you're regularly being booked to sing in venues I know about and respect, and you blog about it on your website, or you talk about it, or you Twitter, am I going to feel better about myself with the first teacher who sings once a year to her local church, or the one who's active and talking about how great it is?
The second one.
So you do people a service when you self-promote.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I never looked at it that way. Yeah, that's cool. That feels very good.
Excellent. That's very excellent. I'm glad you see it that way because it's really important.
Yeah, that's cool. Really cool. I like it. Thank you.
The other thing is, if you're finding one area of your business easier to promote than another, then just look and see what's working about the area that you're promoting well, and borrow those attributes and apply it to your other business.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. Because when I promote my teaching, I usually write advertisements in the internet, and
mm-hmm.
I'm very enthusiastic and because I just love to teach. And I tell people what is possible for them, and when I do advertisements for my singing, it's very serious.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you say serious. Do you love to sing?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, if you love to sing, then you should get inspired about your singing and enthusiastic about that when you promote it.
Yes, that's true.
Your advertisements should represent the experience of what they're going to get about you as a singer, which in my experience is enthusiastic and lively. Serious does not represent you.
Cool.
You don't do well with serious.
No, you're right.
I mean, even if you're going to sing a, quote, serious piece, it's not going to be, you know, a dirge. It's not going to be deadly to have to listen to you. That's not my experience of you. And if you don't write things that are representative of you, you will not connect up with the people who are looking for you because they won't see you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's a whole new possibility for me and my singing. Wow.
You know, the details really matter. Sometimes we think we're the artist when we're up there standing on stage speaking. But recently, Rod Hill, who's been coming over and doing a lot of the video podcasts, and in fact, there's a new podcast of the month that's up on our live site, our website, as well as Premium Excellence Club members who get a subscription series every week. But the July article of the month and the July video came up last week. He was telling us one of the things that makes it so easy for him when videoing us is when he turns the camera on, it just happens to be a segment of our lives where the camera's on, that we're no different, camera off or camera on, that we're just ourselves everywhere we go. And I think in your mind, Andrea, you're still thinking of your life segmented. Like there are artistic moments and non-artistic moments. There are business moments and...
Well, there's teaching and there's singing and there's... you've got it separated.
Yes, that's true.
And so you don't allow yourself to be equally expressive everywhere you go. You have a self-governor on in certain areas, and it's not necessary.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I love speaking to you. I can actually see you see these things and whole possibilities open up.
I like it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I guarantee you the next time that we speak to you or see you, when do we get to see you next?
Well, you will see me in Hamburg in October.
Excellent. Yes, in October we're doing a course Step Into
to your brilliance in October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And we're also doing the Freedom to Breathe on the last day of September. And so we invite people in the European community.
And anywhere else.
Yeah, actually, we have people flying. In fact, we just recently at the last course we did in New York City, people who flew in from California were so inspired by the Europeans that they met there. They're making plans to join us all in Hamburg because they want a deeper dose of the European community. And I think that's very cool.
Well, I'm very looking forward to it. And I want to invite everybody. It's so much fun.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling into the show today.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yes,
too.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, for those of you who are so busy trying to get ahead as far as your artistic things, if you drop what isn't happening in front of your life right now, like singing...
If you're working as a waiter, say, and singing is not part of the job description, then drop being a singer until you're singing.
And then you'll come back to your singing refreshed, far more refreshed than if you're waiting tables rehearsing a song that you have to sing in your head. If you're actually completely engaged in what you're doing while you're doing it, everything you're doing will be an artistic expression, not just sometimes, some ways when the circumstances happen to line up with your logic system of what being an artist looks like.
Right, and when you discover how to live in each moment and actually be there for your life and interact with your life, then you will be an artist.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We'll be back with you next week, and we invite you to come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.